we're upbeat. We know what we need to do. I suppose on the downside is we've four boys from last week that probably won't be starting this week, you know what I mean? So I've lost Liam O'Donnell. He's had a knee operation during the week, which had been planned for a while. Jared McLaughlin had to come off last week at the end. He's broken a few bones in his hand. And I'm missing Ryan Varma as well. So I think what it is the last 3 years on the road, and it's been, you know, finishing up last year in the end of October, going right through the season, and then starting to see another season again in January, it's just took its toll on the players. But on the other side is that, look, a few young boys are going to get a chance. We'll go out and give it our best shot. We're playing at home. Hopefully there'll be a bit of a crowd there, and we've nothing to lose.
You know, of course, St Mac does very, very well, and you'll be trying your level best, I'm sure, to avenge two recent defeats against the Mochtas boys. And I suppose, Donal, knowing them so well, as you go into this tie, playing at home, do you know exactly what your plan is and what you're going to have to do if you're going to pull it off?
Yeah, well, it's like every game. You've got to keep yourself in the game until for as long as you can. And what it is then is if you need to make a few changes, you do so. I mean, they might come up and say, yeah, okay, let's look at a draw, let's bring it back down, or, you know, they'll probably just go for it. But, I mean, we know what you need to do. We need to match them in every department. They're after winning their league down there. They've won the league. They've won the Division 1A. They won Division 1 last year. They're going back up into the Premiership. I see they've actually brought in somebody for a director of football. So they're an ambitious club, and they, you know, they seem to be a very big club that's on the rise. So, look, I mean, it could have been Mochtas, it could be any League of Ireland side, you know what I mean? Is that, you know, you have to show them the respect, and what it is that we'll just go out and set up. I mean, there's no point in us sitting back either. You know, we're looking forward to the game, and I'm sure that everybody's going to give the best they can.
And if Coghill can pull off a result tomorrow, it would be a massive boost for the club and into the third round of the FAI Senior Cup with the possibility of meeting one of the big guns.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want, and I'm sure the young boys and even the older boys that have been there for a few seasons now, you know, will relish that. Yeah, it means the season will go on for us again for probably another month. But, yeah, I think that's what we want. You know, we know what's at stake. We know what's at the end of it. And it'll be the first time I think we've got to the third round, which will be the last 16. So, no, I think, you know, it's all to play for. And it's coming out and giving a good account and see what happens on the day.
And I know you mentioned you're going to bring in a lot of young guys and give them a go. Is this sort of occasion, I suppose Coghill have been involved in games, will this sort of occasion faze them, do you think, Donald?
No, because I think what it is you're looking for the other players to bring them through and stuff. And you know, it's if you're going to start your senior footballer, I mean, these are boys that have been in and out. Young Michael Noon, only 18 years of age, 70, and Daniel Doherty, 19 years of age, and other boys as well. So, you know, the fact that they've been part of the squad and they're able to come in now and play this game and get a run out, I mean, you know, they won't be overawed by it because they're well aware and they've been down before with us and they know what Mochtas is about. So I think what it is just getting them mentally prepared, and I'm sure the other boys that have been around for a long time will bring them through. So, and that's what we are, Coghill, is that we've been able to do that throughout the years, and no doubt tomorrow will be no different.
Very successful years, of course, Donal, with Coghill, 4 Ulster Senior League titles, 3 league and cup doubles in a row. You did announce that you're going to be stepping away from the position when it comes to an end. We will be speaking to you in depth about your time at Coghill again here on Highland, but I suppose getting victory tomorrow would prolong you stepping away from the club. And is that a scenario that you would like to be in, Donal?
Yeah, I think it'd be nice to turn around and, you know, get a win and bring the club forward again. Do you know what I mean? I just feel at the moment that that I'm tired and I think it needs a little bit of spicing up. And I think that, you know, with somebody else coming in that might be able to do that. I mean, I'm still going to stay with the underage. There's things that I want to do, go away and get my A license as well, which would allow me to probably do other things in the future in and around Coghill as well. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it would be nice that, you know, but at the end of the day, it's not about me tomorrow. It's about the club, and it's about, you know, putting on a good exhibition for everybody who's going to come out and you know, showing people what Coghill's about. And I mean, the fact that we are here again, I think this is, you know, I mean, 3 or 4 years now in a row that we've been, you know, thereabouts in the FAI Cup or the EA Sports Cup. We've played 6 or 7 League of Ireland teams, and that's testimony to the players, to the club and everybody. And tomorrow when we go out, whether we lose or draw or win or whatever, is that we all stick together, and then Cockhill continue to turn around and put themselves on the map in terms of Irish football. And I no doubt that there's bigger things to come from this club in the future.